People in remote parts of Australia are feeling a bit left out after the Consumer Watchdog announced a broadband speed monitoring program. The trouble for customers in many rural and regional areas is the program won't cover the NBN's satellite and wireless links. Large sections of the country have been told their national broadband network connections will come to their homes and businesses not via a cable but over the air instead. The National Farmers Federation and a coalition of bush groups say they've been hearing a litany of complaints about the service being provided, and they've called on the ACCC to broaden its inquiry. David Cody reports.
Living in the outback can already be an isolating experience, but it's even harder when the internet slows to a halt. The National Farmers Federation Chief Executive Tony Maher believes it's happening all too often.
We regularly hear about coverage and connectivity in the bush and how much of an issue it is. And, you know, we really hear, in some cases, worrying stories of people in the bush going to, you know, tops of hills or tops of silos or tops of fence posts and things just to get coverage and connectivity.
The ACCC is starting to gather the names of volunteers who want the speed of their national broadband network connection put to the test. But there's a bigger mission. It only covers fixed line services. Satellite internet and wireless is not included in the study.
The ACCC has commissioned broadband performance monitoring programs, and there's some issues. But what we want to have included in that is the fixed wireless and satellite technology, because we want to make sure that rural and regional Australia isn't ignored or isn't left out of this.
Christy Sparrow from north of Alpha in central west Queensland is co-founder of an advocacy group called Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia. She's calling for the ACCC to bring transparency and accountability to bush internet.
It's more of a need than a want, I suppose. And I think it's really important that the ACCC acknowledge that the majority of complaints about broadband speeds are from regional areas.
And you're urging people in the bush to actually put forward their names to the ACCC, even though the ACCC has said that, well, they don't want to hear from them.
Yeah, I think we need to demand a fair deal for all consumers, regardless of where they live. So we're really keen for people to put their hand up and say, hey, what about us?
The ACCC plans to attach a box to about 4,000 fixed-line home internet services over the next 4 years. Just as the recruitment drive gets started, some major telcos are reportedly calling for the release of NBN's database of the theoretical speeds users can expect. In a statement, Optus says consumers should be provided with a greater level of transparency about both theoretical and real-world network speeds. Internet provider MyRepublic is also backing the call. Nicholas Demos is the company's managing director in Australia and New Zealand.
And certainly we are looking to provide that to our customers. So once a customer would come to our site and provide their address, we are looking to be able to provide them more information on what speed they can get. So it's all about being more transparent. And yes, certainly we are looking to do that. I can't give you the timeline for it, but it is something we're looking to provide to our customers.
Nicholas Demos expects his company will perform well in the ACCC study.
Of course, there will be times, sometimes, where customers may have some issues, but we also prioritise our traffic as well. So we have some what we call deep packet inspection, where we give certain traffic priority over other traffic. So as an example, if you're downloading a movie, we know that needs priority over someone downloading an email.
In a statement, the National Broadband Network says it provides retailers with an estimated wholesale line speed for fibre to the node and fibre to the building premises. It says actual speeds received by the end users are affected by a range of factors outside the control of NBN.
David Cody reporting, and the ACCC has just provided us with a statement in response to the concerns raised in that story. It says fixed-line broadband services represent more than 90% of residential services, and it adds that testing the performance of satellite and fixed wireless services is possible, but it would add significantly to the scale, scope and complexity of the program.